Joanne is not her real name. She wants to remain anonymous. She says she thought when she left the war in Rwanda, her life would get better.
It was like a new chapter in a book, a new life, a new beginning. I was desperate and I felt ready to move on.
The man who smuggled her into Britain had other plans.
He forced himself on me until he started bringing other different people to gang rape, everything, and he'll be paid in the process.
Joanne says her entire family died in Rwanda, and she did not have anyone to help her.
My first thought was to escape, but to where? I wanted to kill myself, and I didn't even have the means to do that. I wish I had died that day with my family.
The Helimbamba Trust is an anti-trafficking organization that is helping Joanne come to terms with her trauma.
Elena didn't think anyone would hurt her. Elena trusted everyone.
Maria doesn't trust anyone.
To raise public awareness, the Trust has come out with a powerful campaign featuring actress Emma Thompson. British government research suggests that 4,000 women involved in the illegal sex trade may have been brought into the country for that purpose, and the number may be twice that. Authorities call the new crackdown Contaminator 2 and plan to surpass the results of a previous crackdown. That operation last year freed 84 women and teenage girls from brothels and massage parlors and led to 232 arrests. Detective Chief Superintendent Nick Kinsella runs Britain's Human Trafficking Centre.
We need to make this, the UK, a hostile environment for traffickers, where it's, if they're involved in trafficking activity, it's a high-risk, low-profit crime.
Joanne says she was freed after 11 months because her health was beginning to fail and she was no longer of use for her trafficker. She said he let her go, but gave her devastating news.
He told me that I have HIV and I'm sure I've infected you as well. And I found out that I was HIV positive, which eventually led to AIDS. And I totally lost my mind.
Sister Patricia Mulhall is a Roman Catholic nun who works with the United Nations in developing legislation to stop the trade in humans.
Once a drug is sold, it's gone. But a woman and a girl can be sold over and over and over again.
Sister Mulhall says the message has to get to the men who pay for sex.
I think we have to tackle the situation head on and look at the demanders and challenge the social behaviour.
She says if the demand stops, the trade could cease to exist. But Joanne says she's not hopeful.
It's happening, it's still happening. It's not going to end with me.
And Mandy Clark for VOA News in London.
People are not doing anything about it. It can be happening just right across.